We are pleased to welcome Bill Mulligan to talk to us about Pick My Project, lessons learned from interviewing and writing 20-plus end-user case studies. Bill Mulligan is a cloud-native pollinator, community builder, and maintainer for Cilium and eBPF.io. He has given talks, written articles, and appeared on podcasts on a wide range of topics around cloud-native and open source. While at the CNCF, he restarted the Kubernetes Community Day program, and he is currently at Isovalent growing the Cilium and eBPF communities. Welcome, Bill.
Okay, great. Thanks for having me. So Pick My Project, right? We're all here in open source. We love to have our projects adopted. And we're here in the community room to talk about like how we can have adoption of open source projects. So I'm actually going to start my talk with a little live demo, which may be a little bit uncommon in the community room, but I'm going to try it out. So obviously, as you know, like main place for social coding, GitHub. And what's the way to create a community on GitHub? Well, I think the main way people do it is by like going over here to the top right corner on the FOSDEM website and clicking the star button, right? We're part of the community now, and it's growing. This is adoption. Okay, maybe not. It's a little bit of a vanity metric. You know, and I'm a maintainer of the Cilium project. Our vanity metric, we just passed 20,000 GitHub stars. But this isn't what I'm talking about, right? I think all of us in this room know that this isn't what community is. It's not going on the website and like clicking the little star button. What community actually is people putting it into production. So what I'm actually a lot more proud about on the Cilium project is we have 150 public users saying like, hey, I'm using Cilium, I love it, like this is what I'm using it for. And 75 of those have written case studies or given talks or written blog posts about how they're actually using the project, right? That's what real adoption is. That's what we're all trying to do in open source, is to have people actually using our project and benefiting from it. But the question that I'm trying to answer in this talk exactly is what is causing all these end users to actually adopt a cloud-native project or an open source project? Because there's lots of different options, right? Any solution has lots of different options that we can choose. And so if we went back to that, if we went back on GitHub, we get to the first thing is the README. This is where a lot of projects, you know, talk about what it can do for you. So on Cilium, I'm going to make fun of our own project. We talk about almost unlimited scale, deep network monitoring visibility, highly efficient and flexible, right? These are all a lot of marketing buzzwords too. And that's not actually why people are picking it either. This is like the high level overview. So what is it actually that'll make somebody go from clicking that star to actually downloading your project and using it? If you take nothing else away from this talk, this is what I want you to know. A specific end user need and or challenge is what's actually driving the adoption. When there's a challenge they're trying to overcome in either their personal life, in their company, in their business, that's what's going to make them download and use their project. So I'm going to start this talk kind of in two halves. I'm going to talk about how I've seen that play out in the Cilium project from my own personal experience, and I'm going to talk about how you can do that with your own project if you want to grow your community too. So the lens that I'm going to use for this talk is through case studies. Now, I think case studies are a great way to kind of summarize this whole user journey from clicking the GitHub star all the way to using it in production. And Cilium has 24 different CNCF case studies that I've helped written. And I really like them because they have kind of a standardized format to them. First, there's the challenge, right? This is the end user need that I was talking about that the company or the person is trying to solve. The second part is the solution. This is where your project comes in. And the last part is the impact, because the impact is really why they're choosing it, right? They're trying to solve a challenge, and the impact is what they're able to do afterwards. So going through all these 24 different case studies, there's a few top things that I've seen people and why they choose the Cilium project. Number one is performance and scalability. The second one is network policy. The third one is simplifying their stack, self-service, encryption, observability, multi-cluster, and a rich feature set. So if you're not involved in infrastructure software or don't really care about cloud native, you can kind of tune out for this next section, but I think you should take away the quotes so you can understand a little bit about how people are thinking about adopting open source projects. So the first one around performance and scalability. So Trendall is an e-commerce company based in Turkey, right? It's all about performance for the consumers. So when people put things in the shopping cart, they can check out right away, right? And as they were scaling quickly, they weren't able to keep up with the traffic that they're having. And so they looked at Cilium because they needed to improve the performance and scalability of their clusters to meet their customer demand. Right? And when they switched, they found that they actually had a 40% increase in performance, allowing their customers to check out faster. Right? So the challenge is that they couldn't keep up with customer demand. Cilium helped them have a more scalable, performant network, and the impact is that they had a better experience for their customers and helped them check out faster. Right? And that's kind of the lens of how people adopt open source projects. There's a challenge. Your project needs to come in with a solution to that specific challenge. And then it needs to have an actual impact on the business bottom line. So let's run through a few more of these. Seznam is a kind of all-inclusive website out of the Czech Republic. They were also having problems with performance and scalability. When they switched to Cilium, they were able to save 72 times the CPU, right? And that saved them a lot of money. They're able to reduce the number of servers that they had in their data center, right? Great for the business bottom line. That's the impact that they had. The next one comes from Bloomberg around network policy. And so, right, financial data, they really need to make sure that it's secure. With Cilium, they are able to lock down their clusters with host-based policies. And what that allowed them to do is offer additional features to their customers. So it wasn't about just keeping their customers' data safe, right? Very important for a financial services company, but also adding more value to their customers, too. So it wasn't just an impact today, but it also enabled their business going forward into the future too. Sys11 is a cloud provider based out of Berlin, where I live. And what Cilium allowed them to do is simplify their stack, right? As a managed service provider, they're trying to integrate all these different components for their customers. And every single piece of complexity is more overhead that they need to manage for their customer. And so what Cilium enabled them to do is rather than having four or five different pieces of software that they were managing to meet their end customer's need, they're just able to have one piece of software, right? So simplifying the stack and managed service is all about being able to provide software or service efficiently to your customer. So Cilium was helping making it easier to manage their stack, right? And this really made them choose, like, if we can do something with Cilium versus something else, then we're going to choose to do it with Cilium. Like, once you're in there, you're also able to solve additional challenges for your adopters, too. Rabobank, a bank also here in Europe, they were looking for self-service. I think a lot of people, if you're in, like, platform engineering or something like that, you know there's a very small team supporting hundreds or even thousands of developers, and this is exactly the problem that they were having, too. So they had a small team trying to support over 400 teams, right? And so Cilium allowed them to automate a lot of their processes so that they didn't need to do all the maintenance on their team, right? So it saved them a lot of time and allowed them to focus on other business challenges that they had too. Ascend.io is a data company based in California, and they're really worried about encryption, right? They need to keep their customer data secure. And so with Cilium, they're able to move encryption into the network layer and make that responsible for it. And rather than having to make some of their data jobs fail because encryption was through there, moving into the network layer helped them make it responsible for that. On observability, trying to have deep observability into the infrastructure. This is from WSO2, and they were trying to provide a view to their customers, right? The customers wanted to know what was going wrong in their infrastructure, how can we kind of like solve the challenges in terms of like errors or latency or different HTTP status codes. And what Cilium allowed them to do is to provide that observability to their customers, right? So their customers were asking for something, and Cilium was able to provide it. Not only did this meet their customers' asks, they were actually able to optimize the network traffic out of that, and it allows customers to find out their issues and resolve them, right? The self-service thing, reducing the demands on the actual business. Sicredi is a bank based out of Brazil, and they had a problem with multi-cluster management. we have like this massive IT estate. How can we possibly provide a consistent networking experience as we're going across multiple cloud providers? And this was critical for the business strategy going forwards. They wanted to have a multi-cloud strategy, but they still need to deliver on that in a manageable way. So Cilium's like multi-cluster management came in to allow them to have a consistent networking experience wherever they needed to go. And this is actually recognized recently by this CNCF technology radar. So Cilium was the most useful and the most mature solution for multi-cluster management based on all the end users. Right, so meeting the challenges that the businesses have today. Meltwater was the next one, is they were trying to have a richer feature set that they could offer to their customers. And with Cilium, they were able to have more features there too. And so I kind of alluded to this a little bit earlier, right? You have the initial challenge, how your project comes in, and the impact that it has on the business. But like once your project is actually installed in there, you want to give them a path forward, a way to continue to believe in your project. It's not just about today, but it's about tomorrow too. Like solving the future challenges, right? So that's kind of like the simplifying the stack. You want to be able to set people up for the future too, because they want to believe in your project, not like, oh, it's going to be another piece of software that I have to install, upgrade, maintain, but it'll help enable me going forwards too. And then once you kind of like have that technical impact, you want to be able to make sure that you can tie this back to an actual business outcome too. Because that's, at the end of the day, like once you move outside the technical team, people are going to ask, hey, why do we have this piece of software? Couldn't we do this easier, simpler, whatever else? And being able to explain that in business terms to the actual bottom line is important too. So one example is around debugging, right? Going from hours of engineering time to seconds of engineering time. That makes it a lot less expensive, and you can explain that to the CEO. Look at how many person hours that we're saving with this. Or another example is customers are asking for more sophisticated features, and with Cilium's features, we're able to acquire more customers, right? So increasing revenue there. So either saving cost or increasing revenue. And the last one is around being able to like change the customer's perception of you, being more bought into you because, for example, your performance is much better. Being able to deliver a better experience will make the customers return to you too. So that's like a high-level overview of all the different, some of the different case studies that I've done for Cilium. But I think this room is like probably more interested in how do we actually like create these case studies? How do we say what your project is doing and encourage other people to adopt your project too? So now I'm going to walk you through my framework of creating these case studies that kind of like draw out this end user experience. So if there's a process that I've used a lot from the CNCF, I linked it here too. So there's the initial proposal. We do a review, like creation, editing, and publishing. But let's kind of walk that through step by step. So the first part is reaching out to different companies. And I think this is what a lot of things that a lot of open source projects